Richard Wagner was born in Leipzig in 1813. He was a brilliant and important composer, but his thoughts and his personality made him a thoroughly dislikable man. He held racist views, which would be completely unacceptable in our society today. To get what he wanted, he was prepared to lie, cheat, and steal. He would often use people before casting them aside without further thought. He had a monstrous ego and believed himself to be almost like a god. Despite his character, he wrote some of the most important and impressive music of the Romantic period, especially in the world of opera. Generally, his operas are long, very long. His masterpiece remains the Ring Cycle, four operas which, were they to be sung back to back, would last for more than 15 hours. The Ring Cycle is based on Norse mythology and tells stories about gods and heroes, with a famous sword, a magic helmet that makes the person wearing it disappear, and the all-powerful ring that carries the curse of a dwarf. He also wrote one of the most frequently used tunes in the world, the Bridal Chorus from his opera Lohengrin. It sits alongside Mendelssohn's Wedding March, which we heard earlier, as one of the pieces of music that's heard often at weddings today. Usually people choose Wagner's piece for going into the church and Mendelssohn's for going out. As opera became more prominent, so did the need to have somewhere to perform it. So opera houses were built all over Europe. Wagner even had one built especially for him in the German town of Bayreuth. But Italians loved opera too. The operas that they composed were very different from the German ones, in the same way that the Italian language is a lighter, more tuneful language than German.